This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that India will never restore Indus Water Treaty with Pakistan. He said the government will construct a canal to take excess water to Rajasthan flowing to Pakistan. In an interview with an English daily, the Home Minister said the government's policy of zero tolerance against terrorism is intact. Mr. Shah said the government is addressing the root causes of terrorism, be it in Kashmir, Naxal areas or the northeast. He said India is not just the safest and the best but the only place to invest in the world. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has directed Air India to remove three officials from all roles and responsibilities related to crew scheduling and rostering with immediate effect for serious violations. The regulator also instructed the airline to initiate internal disciplinary proceedings against these officials without delay and to report the outcome of such proceedings within 10 days. The Bihar government has decided to increase the pensions of senior citizens, widows and people with disability under the Social Security Pension Scheme by 700 rupees per month. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar said that the beneficiaries will get enhanced pensions of 1,100 rupees from next month. Our correspondent has the details.
After the hike in pension, the beneficiaries of social security schemes in Bihar will get 1100 rupees per month. More than 1 crore 9 lakh beneficiaries will get assistance and it will be credited to their bank accounts by 10th of every month. The state government is implementing Bihar Nishaktata Pension Scheme for disabled or divyang people. Whereas under Lakshmibai Social Security Pension, widows above 18 years old are provided assistance. The state government runs Mukhyamantri Vriddhajan Pension Yojana to provide assistance to old age persons of 60 to 79 years group. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
US stealth bombers flying across the Pacific Ocean have fueled speculation over their intended mission as President Donald Trump considers joining Israel's attack on Iranian nuclear sites. He said he will decide within 2 weeks on whether the US military will get directly involved in the conflict between Israel and Iran. Israeli forces launched fresh strikes against Iran's critical port city of Bandar Abbas in southwestern part of the country yesterday. Israeli military described the targeted places as unmanned aerial vehicle depots and weapons facilities. Port city of Bandar Abbas serves as Iran's most important commercial gateway, housing the country's main port, naval headquarters, and vital oil infrastructure near the Strait of Hormuz, through which 20% of global oil trade passes. Israel also launched airstrikes against the Isfahan nuclear site as Iran sent missiles and drones toward Israel. Sri Lanka has extended its sincere gratitude to the government of India for the timely assistance in evacuating Sri Lankan nationals from Iran alongside Indian citizens under the Operation Sindhu. In a social media post, the Foreign Ministry of Sri Lanka stated that this act of solidarity exemplifies the strong and enduring partnership between Sri Lanka and India and is deeply appreciated by the people of the island nation. In the first match of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy, hosts England will resume their first innings from 209 for 3 against India's 471 on day 3 at Headingley, Leeds today. When stumps were drawn yesterday, Ollie Pope was unbeaten on 100, while Harry Brook was yet to open his account. Jasprit Bumrah claimed all three of England's wickets. Earlier, India resumed their first innings with an overnight score of 359 for 3. Put into bat first, the visitors initially looked in full control of the match with brilliant centuries by opener Yashasvi Jaiswal, skipper Shubman Gill and his deputy Rishabh Pant. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast favourable conditions for further advancement of monsoon into Punjab, Haryana and more parts of Rajasthan in the next 2 days. Talking to Akashvani News, IMD senior scientist R.K. Jenamani said that monsoon will reach Delhi and other areas in the subsequent 2 days. The IMD has also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall likely to continue over northeast India during the next 3 days and isolated heavy rainfall therefore for subsequent 4 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.